earlier today, I got asked about what I thought the market was going to do and if how I foresaw. Obviously, you know, we're not a Nostradamus, but what I thought the market was going to do in terms of the next couple of years and how first-time buyers should approach this market. And they were concerned, this client was concerned with whether or not he should wait. He thought that markets, that it's sliding, that it's dipping, and he asked for my opinion on it. So here's what I told him. I said, in 2005, 2008, we had a big, I call it the Armageddon, right? And I always tease people and say, I'm a survivor. I lived through that. I was a producer then, self-employed. You know, was at the height of the market and really producing a lot. And then all of a sudden, 2008, you had two deals and you couldn't live. You couldn't survive. You're like starving. So I say, I was a survivor. And what I learned from that is obviously the markets are always shifting and they repeat themselves, but they don't repeat themselves in the same way. In the 80s, the interest rates were at 15%. And though I was a child at that point, there were still people buying and selling and there were still things moving and shaking. And everybody's scenario and situation are different, but this day and age, this is a unique market that we have not experienced, at least in the last 20 years. So here's my opinion on it. In the past, when we had a stimulated economy based on us putting in money to push up these programs and the economy, but it was a facade. It's like giving a teenager $5,000. That teenager may be able to go show his friends flashy money here and there, but they'll never be able to survive on their own once that money is taken away. The same goes for the economy. When we pump in money into programs, they can't survive without those. And so what we experienced was a decline once we had to take those things away. But this economy, we haven't pumped money in. We've been actually taking money away from programs. And we're still seeing an incline in our markets, in the stock market, and other jobs and things like that. So we're not losing and we're not depreciating. Values of homes are still appreciating. They're not even stabilizing. They're still going up. And what that means is we are in probably one of the best economies I've ever seen in 20 years, because it's not a facade. These industries are thriving by themselves. And that is what produces a strong economy. And so the reason we had an Armageddon is because it was fake. It was fluffed up by values. There wasn't checks and balances. And so we had nobody governing appraisals and loans and what's allowed and licenses. And it was just a free for all. Credit was easy to get across the globe. It was a global economic Armageddon. And we are nowhere near that this time. Values are still increasing year over year. And so my theory is, if you are a buyer right now, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, and people aren't going to agree with me until June of 2019, but this is a buyer's market. And the reason I say that is because there is 4 months of inventory right now in San Diego. If you're a buyer, we are used to, for the last 10 years, 1 to 2 months of inventory tops. We haven't seen four months of inventory for over 10 years. So right now, there's so much out there that's available for you to buy. Instead of going in and being fearful of buying a home that's overpriced and getting yourself into a bidding war with 10 other people, you go bid on 4 or 5 properties and you set the tone for how you want to purchase. Don't be that guy that gets suckered into a bidding war with the one property. You go be the guy that goes and bids on 5 other things, because you have options. And when you have options, you have control. So that is my advice for buyers, that don't be afraid of getting into this market. Don't be afraid of the uncertainty. If you don't buy now, of course you're going to experience a rate increase and a price increase. That's just how it's going to roll, because this is a strong, stimulated economy, not stimulated by fake influxes of cash that eventually has to be paid back and is going to fall. This is strong. Have faith in that and go bid.